Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. So happy to be here today with you all, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And today my guest is my good friend, Kimberly Lovell. I'm so glad you're here. Yay. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah, I'm excited to play.
Yay. So just so that you all know a little bit about Kimberly, I've known Kimberly for I don't know how long now, but it's been several years, 3 or 4 or 5 years, something like that. And then we were finally able to meet. I was so glad. I was going to say recently, but it feels like so long ago already. In January, we actually met for the first time. And it was lovely. So, so lovely. Oh my God. I loved it. And so she's here with us. She's an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, as well as she's a transformational coach, a trainer, a holistic business mentor with 30-year background in transpersonal psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, healing, coaching, and training. She's an international medium, medical intuitive healer, certified science and master theta healing instructor. Wow. Lots of modalities, lots of tools. A highly gifted intuitive and rapid mindset coach. She's also the founder of the Wealthy Business Goddess Show and the Wealthy Business Goddess University. Her mission is to transform world consciousness, heal the unconscious split between money and spirituality by inspiring and empowering others to live a life of purpose, passion, and prosperity, thereby creating a heaven on earth for all. And Kimberly works with purpose-driven entrepreneurs, healers, therapists, coaches, and consultants, trainers, and conscious entrepreneurs worldwide to help them step more purposefully into their leadership and spiritual mission to manifest a life and business beyond their wildest dreams while transforming the world and making fabulous money as if by magic. So I'm so glad you're here, Kimberly. And today we're talking about, are you ready yet? Right? So what does that mean? Are you ready yet? What are we getting ready for is the question.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. So, it's really interesting because Alara and I had this conversation maybe a couple of weeks ago about the show, and I've been busy teaching and stuff. And then Alara said, "What's the topic?" I'm like, "Oh my God, I don't know." And so it was really interesting. I had a little process and I was like, okay, so this is a really good topic to speak on. So, you know, I wonder what being ready means to you. Alara said, ready for what? And what have you decided needs to happen? Or who do you think you need to be in order to be ready?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it's a really massive topic and there was just so much coming in, you know, as I had my little process and kind of was like, oh. And then there's also so many things that we want to create in our life and do in our life. So, yeah, what is it that you want to be ready for? What is it that you're not yet creating or you're not yet experiencing that you'd like to be creating or experiencing? Hoping that we're going to have lots of interaction.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are here with us live, you can, if you have a question, you can submit a question. You say submit, I'm so weird, I'm still ITS, you know. Write a question in the chat box, or you can raise your hand, or you can, you know, just unmute yourself and ask a question. Because, yeah, we like engagement, we like questions, you know. Then when you ask a question, especially if it's relevant to the topic that we're talking about, you know, something else opens up for everyone, right? And so for me, you know, it's like, are you ready yet? So it's like, are you ready yet to be you? You know, what are you waiting for to be you? You know, and are you like, and part of what's coming through for me right now is like, are you waiting for permission? Are you waiting for validation before you can be you?
Yeah.
Right? That might be something for some people.
Yeah, a lot of the people that I work with, that's like a really common theme, and it's been also part of my journey. You know, even now sometimes I check myself because, yeah, 30 years and like how many more trainings do I need to do, you know, and how many more certifications do we need, and what's that about, you know, because I'm kind of like an avid personal development junkie. I love learning and you know, it's such great fun. It's so fascinating. And the more that we learn, the more we learn. And the more we're able to transform their life. And, you know, I have to look at this sometimes and think, you know, okay, so what is this going on? Because I've seen so many people, especially with the trainings, and I'm sure that you have too, Lara, mm-hmm. where people do trainings, they get certifications, and then they don't put them into practice, and they don't use them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like what's coming up for them is, you know, I hear so frequently is about they don't feel confident, they don't feel ready. You know, I need to do this first, and then I need to do that, and then I need to get my website, and then I need to get my marketing sorted, and all that kind of thing. But we do it in so many areas of our life. So, yeah, what is it that you're wanting?
And sometimes, you know, I was just going to say, when you are doing all those different modalities and certifications and so on, if you're just doing it for yourself, cool, that's great. You know, do it for yourself, use it, do it for yourself. You know, and then you know, practice with yourself. I mean, let's face it, if you're going to be using them with clients and so on and so forth, you do have to use them yourself too, right? So you have to be the talk or walk the talk or whatever the phrase is. But still, sometimes, a lot of times, it's like people, you know, one of the main themes that I hear is that they don't think they're good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, it's around their self-esteem, and they're around their self-worth even. And then they're comparing themselves to others, right? Their own teachers, you know, for example. And it's like, well, I can never be as good as them. It's like, well, no one's asking you to be as good as them. You just be you, right? Each person is unique, right?
Yeah. And be the best you. So I'm curious because I can't see people's put questions in, but I can't see what they put.
Renetta was saying, I swear, Renetta, I keep thinking I'm saying your name wrong. She said, I'm waiting to stop thinking. Well, you know, stop thinking and start asking questions and just be. The thinking, whenever you catch yourself thinking, just like, cool, interesting. And then it's like, okay, what else is possible here? What question can I ask here? That's what I would
say. You know, the fears that people have as well, I kind of, you know, because that was for me in this process, even though, you know, I know that I can speak for England, I can probably speak for the world, actually, not just England. And so I know, having done this over many years, that I could just rock up and, you know, make it up as I go, wing it, right? Mm-hmm. And yet there's still this part of me that wants to be prepared, right? And have it all sorted out and like, what is it I'm going to do? What's the topic? What, you know? Which is cool, and so it's kind of like another little way of playing that game of needing to be ready.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm like that too. I like to prepare, but then when I'm in the moment, the preparation goes out the window and I'm just being, right? And that is so much more fun. But sometimes preparing ahead of time gets me ready.
Yeah.
Right, that gets me ready. It's like, okay, now I'm ready. Now I can do it. And then when I'm doing it, it's like forget that. You know, just like be in the moment and do it. So it's a crutch, right? But sometimes it's a process until you do feel confident. If you do feel secure or you feel that you're good enough, you know. So do whatever you got to do, but do it. get ready, and then do it. Go, right? Don't continue to get ready forever, right?
Like I was thinking, ready, steady, go.
Yeah, exactly. Ready, steady, go. So get ready, get steady, right? Be in your power, and then go. I love that. And so Pinar was saying, if we were ready, we would not be here. When ready, we would be there. Free the bird. Mm-hmm. And then Caroline says, I haven't manifested what I want, so who am I to teach, to heal, to blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so who do you think you need to be?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So everything, we might use the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement on the show. So for those of you who are not familiar with it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. Those who are familiar with it, everything that brought up for Caroline and everybody else about because I haven't manifested what I want, how can I teach it? How can I heal others? How can I do this? How can I do that? Will you please destroy and create a times a godzillion? Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Sorry, Kimberly, were you going to add something to that?
No, I think what was coming up for me and what I hear a lot again is about the need to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what is that all about? You know, who decided, or when did you decide that you weren't perfect as you are?
And is that a judgment, right? Are you, because everywhere you think you have to be perfect, you're judging yourself as not being perfect or having to be a certain way, right?
Yeah. So it's like everywhere that you think or feel, which we shouldn't be doing anyway, right? We don't want to be thinking, because that's not the truth. We're not our thoughts and our feelings. So everywhere you're thinking or feeling that you're not good enough, or that you're not perfect, that you're wrong in any way, shape or form, would you destroy and uncreate all of that, please?
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. That's giving me like goosebumps. Okay. Rippling out. Yeah. And this stuff is so powerful. It kind of, it's like sometimes very subtle, and it's, you know, like I see it creeping in for myself sometimes, you know, like just I've worked on things. Sometimes I just kind of see like the little edges of it and go, yeah, that's a little version of it. So of course we're always wanting to be all that we are, and we're always evolving and we're always growing, and you know, and who we are now and who we're becoming, there's a kind of a gap, right? But I'm curious about where we sabotage ourselves, or where we kind of hold ourselves back, and how we do that.
And you're right, sometimes we don't even catch it right away, and we go into the trauma and drama, and then it's like, oh, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. The problems. The problems, the drama, the challenges. And in a way, I see that as part of how we hold ourselves back, right? It's like, yeah, that's kind of like what's the hurdles that we need to overcome.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, I never really did like, what do they call it? Is it called hurdling?
Obstacles, hurdles.
No, I'm remembering like being back at school, you know, when it was kind of like sports and stuff, and you had to jump over the hurdles. I never did like that. I was like, okay with like long jump and high jump, but I couldn't stand the hurdles. And it's like, why would we do that? Why would we create problems and hurdles and put blocks in our way? Almost like I see it as slowing us down.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or giving like us an excuse not to be all that we can be, is because, well, I have these problems, so I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
A reason, a justification for not being, right? And not creating what we would like, and not really living the life that we would like to have because of these obstacles, these problems, these hurdles.
Oh. Which are all our creation.
And so
like, how many?
Go ahead.
How many obstacles or problems are you using to create the gap between where you are and where you want to be? Are you choosing? And everything that is, we destroy and create it, please.
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Good. Yawning. That's a good sign.
Yeah. So Caroline, how is that for you now? Like just did that help? Hinder? Bring up even more. No, it didn't help. No, I always ask like more than one question at once. So it's like, you know, I don't know what you're responding to. So no, it didn't help. No, it was, I don't even know. Anyways, did not help. Okay, cool.
Maybe unmute.
She can. She's probably at work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So yeah, sometimes when we run clearing, sometimes it brings more stuff up, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not that, you know, it's not working. It's that we want to have the question that's going to get to, you know, what it is that's going on for you. So the more input that you give, the more that we can kind of speak to the energies and what's going on for you. And it's your, this is your creation as well. So yeah, do pop stuff in the chat and let us know.
Yeah.
I see that.
I was just going to say all the, because I just finished a call on projections and expectations. All the projections and expectations that you have, Caroline, around this call, for example, as well as what you want to manifest that you haven't, you know, will you please destroy and create all that time to Godzillion? Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So she says, I feel that I'm going round in circles, running after my own tail, not getting anywhere.
Yeah. So what's the value of that?
For years.
Wow. Yeah.
So what is the value of that, Caroline? And this is for everybody, because this is not just Caroline that is experiencing that maybe, right? There could be others who are also going around in circles. Nothing is working, you know, or they still have the same dream or desire or wish or whatever they would like to create, and it's not happening. So, yeah, wow. Everything that is time to Godzilla, and we please destroy it and create it. Good, bad, right, wrong, quad, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So what did we just do about... we just did a clearing about that on the other call. Let's see if I can find it. which I really liked, because it's like, oh, that hit home.
Hold on. In a way, the kind of chasing and chasing our tail is kind of like, make a good dog, right? And it doesn't make a very good human. Mm-hmm. When we want to enjoy life, it's like, so like, who are we being when we're doing that? Some of the tools which I know you will have heard on Alara's show, like, who does it belong to? Because so often we're buying these behaviors as ours, and they're not actually us, it's just what we're aware of, and our body is mimicking other people. So, you know, truth is, that yours, or, you know, who does that belong to? Who are you being in that moment when you're chasing your tail and you're not moving forward and you're going around in circles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so everything that brings up, will you just join and create it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, pad and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
So all of the projections and expectations you've used in any lifetime to create all the results you've ever created, will you just join and create all that? Good, bad, right, wrong, pad, puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Because it's like we're looking for a result. Right? Because in the past we've created results and we're looking for another result here, which is not happening.
Okay. I want to jump in on that one. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, everywhere you're looking for a result, will you destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yes.
Ooh, some people don't want to. Okay. So it's like when we're looking for a result, what we're doing is we're limiting ourselves and we're limiting the outcomes and the possibilities. Okay. So when you have a target, something that you're aiming for, then it's kind of broader. And so you're allowing the universe to come in and surprise and delight you, okay? And we try and figure things out how we want them to be. And what if you could have something that was beyond all of your thinking and all of your logical mind?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, what could that be, right? We can't even think what it could be. So if we would just allow ourselves to let go of that thinking and all the computation that we're doing, and the conclusions that we have about the results, and, you know, if we do this, then we'll get that result. Again, that's the projection. But it's like, it's good to have targets and something that we're aiming for and to have some kind of focus, but sometimes we're just narrowing it down a little bit too much. And then it's like, there could be some other amazing things that are waiting to show up if we would just allow them in. So everywhere you are doing that and you're setting targets and you're not meeting them, you're setting yourself up for failure. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that, please?
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pod and park, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Awesome. So, yeah, and you know, being ready, are you ready yet? Are you ready to change your reality? Are you ready to create your reality? Are you ready to change things up and be completely out of form, structure, significance? Are you ready? Whatever that brings up, please destroy and create it. Time to Godzilla. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Yes. I was a big fan of significance, I could tell you. Yeah. All of my life, it's been about meaning, you know, and creating meaning, everything. And if there isn't one, then I sure as hell will try and find one.
Purpose, you know, I mean, like this, especially the self-help industry, it's all about what is your purpose?
Yeah.
Even as I say it, as I get this chain in my chest.
Yeah. And so, truth, how many of you do have purposes? And whether you know it or not, because, you know, sometimes it's like we've had other lifetimes when we've had oaths and vows, promises, agreements and commitments and contracts to do certain things, to fulfill certain missions or obligations. So when you've got that in place, often that will stick you and stop you from moving forward and having what you want. Because it's like there's something else that you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything that brings up for you, will you destroy and uncreate and revoke, recount, receive, renounce, denounce, reclaim, destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Time for Godzillion. Yes. Given Bad Rugby on Podham Park, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyond.
And, yeah. You know, I just had the thought, too, is like sometimes, you know, we might have this idea of the purpose for being here that we chose or decided on before we came, according to the self-help industry, yeah. Right? We choose that what we're going to do. And then when we, and now it's like, oh, well, maybe that's not what I want to do. Is that possible, yeah. Right?
Yeah, definitely. So many people, you know, over the years, the readings that I've done where people want to know their purpose, it was a big thing about what I was helping people with, right? But, you know, my truth has always been that the purpose of life is to enjoy it, is to have fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that's what got me started on my purpose, you know? So, and what is fun to you? What is joy for you? And when you be and do that, that's when you're fulfilled. That's when you're creating more in the world, not just for yourself, but for everyone, right?
Yeah, awesome. So Larry's asking, what is the value of not manifesting our desires? Being in limbo, not creating, being stuck and unrewarded, lack of confidence. So yeah, what is the value of that for you?
And everywhere you're looking for answers, please destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
From us, from yourself, good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyond, because it's about the awareness that you're having, right? And so often I find, you know, even myself, I catch myself doing it, I'll ask a question expecting an answer, you know? And sometimes it doesn't come straight away. Sometimes it's like, you know, a couple of hours later or the next day or, you know, later in the week.
Sometimes the value of not doing all that is to fit into this reality, to be like mm-hmm. everybody else, to fulfill yeah. other people's projections of us.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, everything that is, you know, that because I know if you're a rebel like me, I don't want to do what people expect of me. I don't want to be what people expect. I want to be me. Right. So.
Yeah, but what if they don't love you?
Exactly.
What if they don't like you? What if they disown you? Everything that's bringing up for people, will you destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pod and park, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyonds. Yeah, we spend so much time trying to fit in, trying to belong. And looking for that validation and approval.
Mm-hmm.
So who would you be if you approved of yourself? And everywhere you don't approve of yourself, and everywhere you're judging you, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pod and pock, All Nine Shorts, Boys and Beyond.
Yeah, wow. Awesome. I did not know we were going to go here today.
I had no idea where we're going to go. I have actually got a list, it's almost like you're kind of pulling from this list I've got here. Yeah. I did plan a little bit last minute, but yeah. So I've just got tingles going. It's kind of like, ooh. So yeah, who do you need to be? And what is it that you think that you have to do in order to have what you want?
Mm-hmm.
And how much doing are you doing?
A lot.
Too much, right?
Megatons, mega, you know, like, oh my God. It's all about the
mega latte, as Gary would say.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of being, right?
Yeah. Yesterday I spent all day, pretty much, it was a long time. It's actually near enough 12 hours I spent. Oh my God. I spent 12 hours doing body swaps and processes and sitting in my hot tub chatting. And it's like time warp, and it literally was. I think it was 10:30 we kind of started, and then 10 o'clock the person had gone. I was like, oh my God, that's a whole day gone. And there was like a little voice that went, that's a whole day wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, pod and pock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wonder what that created, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what that day of all those body processes and everything created for you.
Yeah, and it was such fun, and it was really lovely to connect in that way with someone, and it was beautiful. So where do we feel like sometimes we're wasting time and we should be doing something else?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the busyness that we get into, you know. And what's the value of being busy?
proving, justifying that I'm doing something.
Yeah. And it's like in our world and in our education, it's like we're brought up to believe that, you know, you have to do things and then you have to prove that you're doing them. You know, like the whole educational system is about proving that you know. And it's like proving that you know what somebody else said was true, right? So, like, what have you bought? Like, whose lives, what lives, and how many lives have you bought that you're using to create the life that you're choosing? That may not be the life that you actually want to choose, and maybe that's why you're not choosing it, right? Mm-hmm. So everything that's bringing up, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, all nine shots, boys and beyond.
So Imogen says, how do you let go of who you think you should be and just be who you are? Stop thinking, number one.
Yeah, so for me, I guess it's like, if I'm truly being me, then it feels joyful. Mm-hmm. And if kind of should, then it's like,
It's free, you know, it's light. Yeah. You feel it's like it's so natural, and it's like there's no heaviness in your world. There's no contraction in your world. It's just joy. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And so, And it's interesting as well, because I know for me, sometimes when I'm following my joy and following the energy, I will have points of view come up. Or things come out that kind of like may make things seem a little bit heavy. So I kind of just want to put that there as well, because sometimes it's like we could be creating exactly what we want, and then it's like we want to sabotage somehow or other. It's like if you think that you're not worthy or you're not deserving, it's like you won't allow yourself to actually have it and receive it. Yeah. So you'll kind of look as if you're going for it and you'll be doing all of the right things. But then it's like that part of you that's not allowing you to have it, receive it. It's going to mess it up in some way. So create the blocks or the problems or the challenges, or like, oh, do you know, I can't be bothered today because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel light. You know, it's not joyful. It feels heavy. Mm-hmm. And that is just also an interesting point of view. You know, it's just like, what is it that we're doing, and who are we being when we make things that are really joyful, hard work?
And who does that belong to?
Yeah. Like, I grew up, you know, with that, like I'm sure lots of us here have grown up with the idea that you have to work hard. Mm-hmm. You have to work hard to earn money, right? And so, like, how much do we make, even what we love, hard work rather than heart work? Mm. And so everything that is, everywhere you're making things harder than they need to be, and everywhere you couldn't stand to have it be easy and joyful, will you just try and uncreate that, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shots, boys and beyond.
Yeah, because if you just, that piece just got me. It's like wherever you're trying to make it more difficult, because if it's easy, it's like there's no value to it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It didn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. And
anyone could have done it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not special. You haven't proved
that you've worked really hard for it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So everything that brings up for everybody, because it brought up stuff for me right now. It's like, oh yeah, I sometimes tend to, because some things are so easy for me, and then it's like, where am I making it more difficult or confusing or hard to prove that, you know, only I can do it, you know, or I don't know what exactly that is, but
yeah,
we're just going to pot and pocket, pot and pock, pot and pock, pot and pock, and who does that belong to? Right? Mm-hmm. So you want to ask that question all the time. Who does that belong to? When things are not going great, like when things are heavy and stuff, and it's like, a friend of mine just said to me recently, you know, in another call, she said, when you're not, you know, when you get your bars run or you do a body process, or when you're, you know, out by in the sea and whatever, like being joyful, right? That space of you, when you're not being that, it's a lie, it's not yours. So it's like, oh. It's like, oh, you know, it's like, okay, cool. So anytime that I am not that joy in that space, it's like, I'm going to ask a question. Who does that belong to? Because my being, the essence of who I am, the being of me is joy. And so when I'm being me, right, it's joy and it's fun and it's ease. When I'm not being me, when that heaviness comes in, that contraction, that drama and trauma, it's like, who does that belong to? Not me. So pot and pock, ask the question, get the awareness, return to sender, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah, and I get that that's, again, I get that that's kind of like put somebody in a tailspin. It was like, oh my God, so who am I if I'm not who I thought I was, right? Or I'm not who I think I am. So everywhere you may be wondering, like, who am I? Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, that's maybe quite a good question to ask. Mm-hmm. Who are you today that you weren't yesterday or 10 minutes ago, right? Because we're always changing. And so here's one that's really interesting. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate your relationship with you? And everywhere you decided that you're this or you're that or the other, and that you're not this, you're not that, and you're not the other, destroy and uncreate all of that.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, popcorn, and shorts, boys, and beyond.
And so just to clarify for everybody, when we're talking about destroying and uncreating your relationship with you, it's going to destroy and uncreate all the heaviness and the lie of you, not the truth of you. It's only going to destroy and uncreate the lie of you, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's something I do every day. It's destroy and uncreate my relationship with my husband, you know, my partner, my husband, my family, my business, my clients, my, you know, so many different things, right? Finances. But it's going to destroy and uncreate the lie, the heaviness, what's not true for you. It's not going to destroy and uncreate what's true for you and working for you, okay?
Yeah, it's the stories.
Yeah.
So many stories.
All those stories, you know, that are limiting you, because let's face it, if you are on this call or any of my calls, there's something that's maybe not working for you, right? And you're looking for some clarity.
Yeah, maybe things are working okay, right? And we need a little more.
Yeah, that's true too. Good point.
That's always
better than this.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like, so how does it get any better than this is what we say when things are crap. It's also what we say when things are amazing, right? How does it get any better than this? And it's not from that place of, okay, so what would be better than this, and coming up with an answer. It's about being in that question. Because otherwise what happens is we're just getting more of the same. So if you like that, if you want a nice, predictable, safe life, you might get bored of that, right? And what if you could be like so happy to have adventure? What if life was an adventure?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you're always in creation mode every day because your life is an adventure, right? And what else is possible? And what else would be fun for me?
Yeah. What can you add to your life or your business?
Yeah. And so, because, you know, I used to have that boring, predictable life. Oh, my God, I was dying. I hated it. I had everything, but I was like, so made some major drastic changes. And 7 years later, maybe or something like that, here I am. 8 years later, no, gosh, 9 years later, here I am. Yeah, completely different life. And more ease, more joy, more fun, you know. And what else is possible, and how does it get any better than this?
Yeah.
Right? So ask questions about, okay, what else can I add to my life that would be fun for me? And, you know, I was going to say something about, I know Larry said something else here. Larry said, what came up earlier for me was this, the more I'm able to love and accept myself, the more I can receive. Mm. Is that a projection and expectation? Right?
Could be.
You know, you can ask a question. But maybe you can just receive anyways. Can you just receive? Would you like to just receive? Just a question.
And maybe not.
Kara says, off topic, but wondering how changing your name affected your reality. Oh, me. Oh, huge. It was huge. Yeah, I changed my name, my husband changed his name, and since then I love it. Everything's changed. And I know it's not just the name, it's also the choices that I made, but I feel better with this new name. I like Alara Can't Feel Better.
Do you know what's just popped for me with your name, Alara? This is like really funny. I just got, Canfield. Kind of like a field of possibilities.
Ah!
Right? Like,
I like that. I'll have to tell my husband that.
Yeah. So where have you decided that you can't? And what have you decided that you can't? Can't be, can't do, can't receive.
Can't have.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you can have this, but you can't have that. Because often we do that either or thing. Or, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I've got this part of my life going fine. And then this part is like, nah. And I had, you know, had a lot of that. It's like, I made choices like either or, you know, I chose love over money. Because on some level, I thought that you had to choose. Like, you couldn't possibly have all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that shifting. So where have you decided? Where are you limiting yourself in terms of who you can be, what you can do, how much you can receive, what you will and won't receive, and who from? Kind of like these little barriers that we put up. Yeah?
Yeah.
So everything that is bringing up, will you destroy and uncreate, please?
Yes.
We've had a right, wrong, pub, park, online shorts, boys and beyonds. And so what if you could lower your barriers? What if you could allow yourself to receive from anyone and everything and everyone?
Yeah.
And everything.
And that might be something you want to practice every day, lowering your barriers. Because we're so used to putting up our barriers all the time, right?
Yeah.
Lower your barriers.
Defend ourselves.
Mm, protect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everywhere you're protecting yourself, defending yourself against what? It doesn't matter, right? If you are vulnerable and you lower your barriers, whatever that thing is can just go through you instead of, you know, having that resistance, you know? And when there's that resistance and that wall, it keeps going against you, against like attacking you almost. Almost. I don't like that word attack, but you know what I mean.
Mm. Interesting, because I was going to say, where are you attacking yourself? So that must be popping for someone, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's subtle, you know, it's easier to see when we look and we think, you know, the outside situation is creating this issue, you know, or it feels as though, you know, maybe the world is against us or, you know, something out there is stopping us. But actually, we're the only person that is truly stopping us. We're the person who's creating.
Yeah, so Kimberly, nobody wants to hear that. People
no, of course not. No, because we're kind of
over there, out there.
We just want to be small and powerless and pathetic and fit in with everybody else because they've all got problems, right?
Yeah. So, but what if you're not? What if you're not pathetic? What if you're not powerless? You know? What if you are and can be everything that you want to be? And what if you don't have problems? What if you're not wrong? What if you're not broken? I wonder what that will create. Tap into that.
It's already like, it's already creating, right? So would you like to acknowledge everything that you've already changed just being on this call right now? Because sometimes it's like we don't acknowledge when we run a clearing and when we're releasing, often we don't cognitively know what it is that we're clearing or releasing or all the parts of it, and you don't need to. But if you acknowledge that there's a shift, then you don't have to keep going back looking and seeing and checking if it's changed or not. Because I get part of that in this whole looping thing, you know, where people go around in circles and stuff. It's almost like you have to go looking for something you've lost because it's not there anymore, and then you're looking for it just to check and see if it did go. Everywhere you might be doing that, then destroy and uncreate all of that, please.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, popcorn, and shorts, boys and beyond.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to go back to who you were before.
Yeah, because it's like we don't have a reference point, right, for who we will be when we're not who we think we are or who we thought we were. It's like it's unknown.
Yeah. So Pinar says, we would be realized, awakened, enlightened right here, right now, if we did not stop ourselves in one way or the other. Yeah. But the thing is, you can be.
And what if we already are, right?
And what if now you can choose to create different possibilities, create a different life, create a different reality? What if now you can just choose to be you without all those limitations? I wonder what that will create. So everything that is, times a godzillion, we please destroy and create it all.
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, quad, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what if you are the one you're looking for, right? I mean, I know we've heard this everywhere, but what if you are the gift that you've been looking for in others? And what if because you are looking for that gift is because you recognize it in yourself? It's there in you. Wow. Good, bad, right, wrong, quad, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Wow. I just got a huge, like, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
So can you acknowledge that, you know, maybe you are that gift? Claim it, acknowledge it, be in gratitude for it, and now be it. Are you ready? Yes. So now, yeah. Are you ready? The answer is yes, I am ready. Right? Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, whatever doesn't allow that, will you please destroy and create a temple?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bad, right, wrong, quack, quack, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah. Love that. There's something else that came in, but it's kind of flashed out again. So maybe it'll come back in a minute. It's like everywhere we are, I was speaking with a friend the other day, and she asked me for a favor with something, to help her out with something that she said she couldn't do, she wasn't any good at, right? And it's like, you know, and she's like, what was it she used? Yeah, she said, it's just, this is where the hurdle bit came from. It's just a hurdle that I need to get over, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, why do we do that? We put these, that's just a point of view, right? So it's like, I could have like sent back to her, kind of like, I'll just send her a little love heart, you know? But it's like, the power of our words and the power of your words that you're using and speaking are creating as well. They're vibration and they're creating. So when you listen to what you're saying, really check your language. Mm-hmm. And if you change it, because it's like every problem is a possibility, it's an opportunity to go beyond that and to learn, you know, it's like there may be some awareness that's required in order for you to move forward. And maybe you don't have that awareness in that moment. And what would it take? You know, what is it that I need to be aware of in order to move forward here? Or who can help me with this, you know?
And sometimes, you know, when you're focusing on problems, instead ask, okay, what's the possibility here that I haven't acknowledged?
Yeah.
Right? What else is possible here that I haven't acknowledged?
Yeah.
So play with that, you know, and we say play with it because don't make it significant, don't make it, you know, don't have any projections around it. Just play with it and see what shows up, see what comes, you know, as you continue to ask these questions, as you continue to be you, as you continue to, instead of saying, am I ready yet? Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's play. Right? Mary says, I'm the one I'm looking for. Yes. And Pinar says, I feel I am grateful. I feel I am grateful. Or are you grateful, Pinar?
That's so interesting that we, you know, we have these things that we say. And that was one for me as an empath for so many years. And having made my feelings so significant in part because I was a hopeless romantic, that's the truth. Also because I'd used my sensitivity for my work. And so, you know, it was like I would feel things in my body. And that was my way of working. So it's kind of like I liked that I felt things in my body. until I realized I was even more aware than I thought I was, you know, and I was taking on everybody else's aches and pains. And, you know, even though I had that awareness and I knew that that was happening and it was possible, I kind of thought it was only happening sometimes, like when I was working and doing meetings, but actually it was happening all the time. So everywhere we don't acknowledge our gifts and our capacities, and we all have these, whether you're aware of them or not, yeah, then they get used against us. So, you know, we're talking about who does it belong to, the thoughts or the feelings, all the aches and pains that you might experience. So many of us, and so many of you that are here, are so psychic, and maybe you haven't actually acknowledged that yet. And if you were to acknowledge that, then, you know, what else would be possible for you that you wouldn't have to take on other people's thoughts, feelings, aches, pains, etc., etc.? And then you'd know who you actually were without all of that, right? Mm-hmm. Everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, perceive, and receive and acknowledge the gifts, capacities, and talents, abilities that you have that make you, you, truly you, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And so you just mentioned the body, right? So experiencing things, being aware of, or your, it's your, you know, sometimes it's your body giving you messages, right?
Yeah.
But we don't always see it that way. We tend to like judge our body, saying, what's wrong with your body? Why are you having this ache and pain? Why is this coming up? Why is that coming up? Like what's going, like, but we're not really asking the body. We're just judging it for stuff that's happening, right? So if you could just, you know, be more in communion with your body, because your body is co-creating in this reality with you all the time, 24/7, giving you messages, giving you information all the time. And so if you can start to really be grateful for and acknowledge your body as a partner, you know, and thank it for the messages, and then ask when something does show up, say, okay, body, talk to your body. Body, what is this? You know, what can I do with this? Can I change it? And if so, how can I change it? So, you know, I've stated this before on other calls, but I never was connected to my body until recently. I'm going to say a year and a half or so. Before that, I was always separate. I did not value my body. I did not acknowledge my body. You know, I was like, I have nothing to do with my body, right? Now it's like, I love my body. My body's been with me through thick and thin. And it's like, thank you for having my back and being here with me, sharing information, messages, you know, just, you know, and still being here, you know, even when I didn't. And so it can be a huge tool. I don't like to use the word tool, but, what partner for you to co-create. So for those of you who are wanting to have more money in your life, for example, it's the body that requires it, right? So acknowledge that it's not the being that you are, it's the body that requires it. So body, what can we be or do different today to have more money coming to us? Is a question you might want to ask, right?
And what could we be or do different today to have more joy? Money follows joy, right? So those of you that are thinking that, you know, you can't have fun and make money, what if you could just have fun and the money would follow the joy? Yeah.
I don't know about that one myself. So I'm still playing with that one because it's like, I'm joyful. It's like,
show me the money.
But are you asking for the money to show up even? And do you have channels or ways for the money to come to you? Because it's not going, and I'm telling you all right now, it's not going to fall out of the sky. Okay?
Well, not if we visualize it hard enough.
It's not going to fall out of the sky into your lap. All right? So do you have pathways set up so the money can come to you?
Yeah.
So that's something to think about. And then ask your body, body, what else would be fun for you? You know, does your body like to travel? Body, where would you like to go? And what would it take to create money to go there? Ask.
And what if you didn't need money to go there?
If you didn't need money to go there? And what else is possible?
Interesting. I've seen lots of people recently who have kind of been traveling and stuff, and they're maybe they're house sitting or they're doing something else. But often we decide what it is that needs to happen in order to have this.
Yes.
And that is all the things that are in the way of us being ready to just have it now, right?
Yes.
So, just unplug everything that you think you have to be or do in order to have it now. And just have it now. Choose it. Choose it. Have it. Receive it. Allow it.
So what are the infinite possibilities to receive money, to have money, to actualize money, to create money? You know, for whatever you want to do, you know, there's no good or bad, right or wrong, just whatever.
Yeah, or to create relationship, if that's what you're wanting to create, you know, whatever you're wanting.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I see. I still sometimes get caught up with that too. It's like, okay, so, you know, I have to ask more questions. What else is possible here? What are the infinite possibilities available to me today?
Oh, that's really interesting. Do you know what just popped for me? I was going to say, like, well, we're only human. So everywhere we're only human. Shall we pod and pop that?
Yeah, pod and pop.
Who does that belong to? Not us.
Return to sender with consciousness attached. Yeah. Good, bad, right, wrong, quad, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. We're infinite beings, like Kimberly just said.
Yeah.
Right?
Everywhere you're pretending to be normal and a human being, so you can be like everybody else. And everybody else will like you. So you just try and then create that.
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pod and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, awesome.
Oof. It's so good to laugh at ourselves. You know, one of the things that I found, and again, with lots of other people who are kind of into personal spiritual development, is sometimes that we take everything, you know, we make it meaningful and significant, and we see things in all kinds of things, right? Like astrology and the numerology and I don't know, shapes in the clouds and signs. It's like, you know, and then we get so serious. It's like, what if it was just fun?
You know,
stop making it significant, stop making it serious and heavy and like, you know, it's a job. Life is joyful, it's fun. We're here to enjoy ourselves. So, you know, what would it take for you to have more joy, more fun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Whatever doesn't allow that, will you please destroy it and create it times a godzillion? Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. I love fun. I love joy. I love ease. Those are my three top things, you know. It's like joy, fun, and ease. But I used to be one of those serious people. I used to take everything seriously. I used to make everything serious. But if you were on the call here before I hit record, you saw me being silly and laughing at myself. And even on the other call, I was like laughing at myself and making fun of myself. And it's like, yeah, not significant anymore. Not so serious anymore. But I used to be. I'm less. So I'm like, but still. There's still some areas where I'm still a little bit too serious. Like, ah. So what would it take to change that? So that you can just be you and however that is, you know, that you have ease with and that is fun for you and joyful for you. And that creates more for you and everybody else. Yeah, whatever it is now that, please destroy and create it. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, pop, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. Awesome. Awesome. I'm just
Did somebody put something about hiding?
Somebody write something about hiding? Hiding. Is somebody hiding?
I see lots of people hiding. Looking forward to seeing all these faces.
So everywhere you're hiding, you know, still, because of whatever, it doesn't matter. Everywhere you're hiding, are you willing to now be seen? Are you willing to now, there's something beyond seen. Really, sorry?
Acknowledged.
Acknowledged. Are you willing to be acknowledged?
Received.
And received. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Whatever it is, all that, will you please restore and create a time to godzillion? Yeah. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah, hiding. You know, I used to do that a lot. It was hide. You know, because I was not willing to be received. Judgment is because you're not willing to receive the judgments. That was it for me. I was not willing to receive the judgments.
Yeah.
So everywhere you're not willing to receive the judgments of you, we please destroy and create all that times a godzillion? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So Kimberly, why would somebody want to receive judgments?
Why not?
For those newbies on the call who may not know.
What is the contribution that a judgment could be? I'll tell you, I used to really hang myself out to dry with people judging me. And, you know, how many lifetimes have we had where we've been persecuted? Mm-hmm. Or maybe when we've persecuted others as well, let's be fair. We've been and done everything, right? And so to come back to that judgment bit as well, though, how much are we secretly judging ourselves? Mm-hmm. And like, who does that belong to? But how much are we doing that and then projecting that other and expecting that other people are going to judge us when actually they may not be?
Yeah.
Everything that is, will you destroy it and create it?
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And, you know, where are the parts of you, like the parts of you that you've hidden from yourself? So you'll allow part of you to be seen. And I'll kind of put my hand up for this one because I notice sometimes, you know, like on Facebook, we're posting things and it's all positive and it's kind of like, I sometimes feel like a bit of a fraud. Like I don't put my drama, my story up there, you know. Okay. I put sometimes significant things, significant stuff that may not be as positive, or, you know, but it's like we want to be seen in our best light, you know. And then it's like we don't feel like we're being seen because we're kind of like being dishonest in some way, and if they knew this then they would like me, or that, you know. So yeah, everything that's bringing up where you have to be like a certain way and you can't just be all of who you are. And usually it's because we're kind of like making that part of us wrong. Like, you know, if you are sad or something happens and you mess it up, you know, you failed, and then that's wrong. So everything that's bringing up for you, destroying and create all of that.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, corn and shorts, boys and beyond. And then tell me that question again, because that's gone up my head. It's a nice distraction.
I don't know, but I was just going to say, I do that. When there's something going on in my life, I don't post anything. So if you know me, yeah. if you're always looking for stuff from me and you don't see anything for a couple of days, I'm probably in the shit. I'm probably going through some shit. And so I'm not posting, you know, unless there's some event coming up or something that I have to post it, but I'm not posting, you know, I go off. So is that hiding? Maybe, right? But I was going to say also, we sometimes receive, oh gosh, are we receiving? Oh my goodness. The
judgments. We were talking about judgments, weren't
you? Yeah. We are perceiving the judgments from everybody else, right?
And then we're thinking that they're ours and that we're actually doing
exactly.
it ourselves when it's other people's. Yeah.
Yep. So often quite a lot that happens.
Good telepath.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And so I know I receive a lot of judgments from other people, but I think it's mine because they're not really saying it to my face. They're not saying it to me, but I'm perceiving all these judgments. And, you know, I go to judging myself instead of saying, who the fuck does that belong to? You know?
Yeah. And so you were asking about the judgments and why would we want to receive judgments? So,
that was a question.
Yeah. In the past, I've hung myself out to dry with people's judgments or criticisms, you know, because like I didn't want people to think that I was wrong or that I was bad or I was this or that. And, you know, the truth is that other people accuse you of what they're doing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So other people's judgments are not about you. They're more about the other person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's really, as empaths, and we all are, empaths and sensitive to different degrees, right? It's like sometimes it's like we feel we have to put up the barriers, and it's the barriers that also hurt us. And if we allow ourselves to actually receive it and not make it significant or meaningful, not make it about us, you know, what if we could just say thank you for your point of view?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And in excess, you know, it's like the more that we can receive judgment, the more money we can make, the more joy that we can have. It can be a contribution to us. So what contribution have you been unwilling to see because it came in the form of judgment or criticism?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that doesn't allow you to receive the gift in that, will you destroy it and create it?
Yes.
yeah, no, be perceived and receive the gift in all of that. Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Because there's always a gift in everything, you know, whether we've decided it's good or bad, right or wrong. Life is a gift, and all of life is a gift, not just some of it, mm-hmm. right? So where is the gift in this is always a great question to ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah, universe, show me the gift, show me the blessing.
I love that. Yeah, and what is the contribution, right? Yeah. And, you yeah. know, and Gary, I was going to say, Gary says that if you receive judgments, you receive $5,000 extra in the year. And if you don't receive the judgment, you lose $10,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wonder how many judgments I did not receive.
Yeah. I actually had my first troll a couple of weeks ago. I was really excited. Yeah. And in fact, I had like two, I think, in like the space of a week or two. One was a troll and one was kind of like some stupid comments on some aura thing or whatever. But I was like, cool, ka-ching, how much money can I make from that? And like, you know, they've got nothing better to do, right? It's like, okay, I'll receive that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. So yeah, go ahead and judge me. I'm willing to receive it.
Yeah, so everywhere you've decided that you don't want to be, what should we talk about? Let's get back to the money thing because that one's just springing straight to my mind. Everywhere you've decided you don't want to be a rich bitch, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Bad, right, run, pop, popcorn, and shorts, boys and beyonds. And what else have you decided that you don't want to be?
There are some things.
Yeah. Ooh, here's that belong to. And mm-hmm. so everything that brings up, we just go in and create it.
Yes.
Good and bad, right and wrong, bottom, popcorn, nine shorts, boys and beyond. See, we're always like trying to be right, but we're only doing that because we think that we're wrong. Mm-hmm. And so if you recognize that you're not wrong, that you're not bad, yeah, then you don't have to prove anything and you can be anything. And when you're not willing to be it, then it will come and bite your bum.
Yeah.
And so, and just because you're willing to be it doesn't mean you have to do it. That's
exactly.
That, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes, you know, we get stuck on. It's like, well, I don't want to be that. You don't have to, but just be willing to be it if it's required, but doesn't mean you have to. You can choose something else in that moment. You know?
I got something funny now. It's just popped. So a couple of weeks ago, I was teaching a class in London and I was staying in this place and there's this really nice ensuite. And I got in the shower and I came to get out of the shower and I'll backtrack a little bit. So I've always had this thing about I don't like a lot of noise. I'm quite sensitive to noise. I don't like loud people. All right. And I decided that people shouldn't be loud and I'm not loud and it's rude to be loud. So I had all these points of view about being loud. And I also had this weird thing that if something happened to me, I wouldn't be able to scream. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, I'm in the shower, had my shower. I go to get out. And I couldn't get out of the shower. I had like two walls either side of me, a wall behind me, and the shower screen in front of me. And I was like, oh. And it pivoted in the middle. So I was like, oh, maybe it's the other side. As I was pushing in the shower screen, I literally could not get out. Mm. And then I started freaking out, right? I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to scream. And oh my God, I think I've got the key on the inside of the door, so they're not going to be able to get in anyway. And like, I've got a class to teach in 2 hours. And I was like, whoa. Well, I screamed, help me, so loud. And I was like, oh my God, that's really loud. The funny thing was that nobody came, which was really interesting. But then I just managed to get myself out. And then I just laughed, you know, I thought it was so funny. I felt quite embarrassed. I was like, oh, I hope I haven't woken everyone up. But, you know, just was hilarious because, you know, I hadn't realized that I actually had that capacity to be that loud. And, you know, and also to laugh about it, right? Not make myself wrong for it. So we had quite, you know, quite a good giggle on that one. And it still makes me laugh now when I think about it. And the other thing that popped for me with that is, you know, where are we pretending that we're stuck when we're not, right? It's like, where have we locked ourselves in? But actually we have the key to unlock ourselves, yeah? So everything that is, everywhere you're, you know, pretending that you're stuck, everywhere you've decided that you're locked in and you can't get out, right? But actually you have the key. Maybe you don't know you have the key, but you are the key to unlock everything that is keeping you stuck, that is limiting you. So everything that doesn't allow you to unlock all of his locks, every way you've locked yourself in, to be free and be you, mm-hmm. and escape from all of the limitations that you've imposed upon yourself or created for yourself in order to prove what an amazing problem solver you are, or whatever it is for you. Yeah, just destroy and create all of that.
Yes.
Very good, bad, right, wrong, pop, popcorn, nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, I love that. We are the key.
Yeah.
And we are the locks.
Yeah. Now's the time to unlock.
Yeah, awesome. So Kimberly, I wanted to share with everybody the free gift that you have for them. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. So I have a Sacred Money Architects quiz for people who are interested in finding out how they can generate perhaps more prosperous money and energy flows with money and business. They're looking at kind of like, you know, lots of what's going on in the unconscious. It's quite a fun quiz to do, really revealing. That's the Sacred Money Architects quiz. There's also a Wealthy Business Goddess Guide, which is kind of more around business stuff. And there is an energy pool, mm-hmm. which is just magical. We love magical energy pools for creating the life that you desire. So you can grab those on... You've got the link. You're going to put the link, aren't you?
I'll put the link in the email. Yep.
Yeah. And you can find out. I've got lots more free gifts that I give on my podcast as well. So you can find that on www.kimberlylovell.com.
Awesome. Thank you. And so, you know, one of the things that I love to do is these energy pulls. I'm so glad you're sharing with us your energy pull. They're so much fun. And, you know, I was listening to Kimberly's before, and it's not very long. It's like less than 10 minutes. So it's something you can do every day, right? You can
no excuses. Yeah, they're magical processes. And, you know, for me, I've been doing energy pulls, I don't know for how long now, probably over 6 months, 8 months. And I try and do them every day, right? Mm-hmm. And it's fun and it's easy. And I've been amazed at kind of the magic and the opportunities that have showed up from them, you know.
Awesome. Yes. So that will be on in the replay email that will go out in a little while shortly. Yeah, cool. Awesome. So Kimberly, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us about Are We Ready Yet? About Create the Life You Truly Desire?
So what's coming in now is like, what if you are ready? What if you are ready? Mm-hmm. And so often we put things out in front of us, you know, like our future. So it's like, how much comfortable distance do you have between you and your future? Everything that is, will you destroy and create it?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, one, pop, popcorn, nine shorts, boys and beyond. And, you know, when we come from, I used to do a lot of work with the future self, helping people to connect with their future self. So, you know, take the action that you would be taking if you were there now. So, you know, if you want to be in a relationship, like what would that be like? And then be that energy now. If you had all the money that you desired, what would that be like? And be that person now, you know. So who would you be being? Who's that future self? What would they be doing? They wouldn't have the same problems, they wouldn't have the same behaviors, you know. So who is it that you need to be? And just be that, choose that now. Mm-hmm. Often there's also a way that we can have what we want right now without having to wait for it. And more I've found that as I be that energy of the person that has it, not the person who's wanting it or needing it or expecting it, then it comes in so much quicker. Yeah?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
you're ready.
You are ready. Exactly. You are ready. So it's time for you to go out and shine. Just be you. Have fun. Create. So what is it that you would like to create for your life? Right, that you haven't yet, and is now the time. Yes, it is. All right, thank you so much. Thank you everyone for all of your questions. Thank you for being with us live here in person. And for those of you watching later or listening later, thank you so much for watching and listening. And what else is possible, right, for your life, your living, for this planet, for humanity, for the world? What else is possible? All right, so until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Thank you so much.
cool.
Bye.
Thank you, Renata. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.